Nearly 300 people remain unaccounted for after a passenger ship sank off the coast of South Korea. Many of the passengers were high school students going on a field trip. Alistair Winklin reports.
The long-distance ferry was heading to a popular South Korean vacation island and was several miles offshore when it capsized and sank. Passengers on deck jumped into the ocean but said many people were below deck and may have been trapped as the vessel began to tilt. Rescue boats and helicopters brought many of the survivors to land, where they received treatment for hypothermia. South Korea's president told rescue commanders, "It is tragic that school children may be among the victims. More than 300 high school students were aboard heading for a field trip. Reports said they all attended the same school. Those missing are presumed either drifting in the ocean or were trapped below deck as the ship capsized and sank. Officials said it wasn't clear what went wrong, adding that the focus remains on rescuing survivors. The U.S. Navy said one of its warships was standing by, carrying helicopters and small boats. South Korea mobilized its own navy, including divers who began to enter the sunken hull to search for survivors inside. But one official said conditions were difficult. The wreck is lying in deep mud, and there are strong ocean currents nearby. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanglin reporting.